You shouldn't be listening to this. You know what's going to happen. I am going to brainwash you. And once you've listened for long enough, you'll never be able to get me out of your head. Well, you could turn this audio off right now. Right this instant, before I hypnotize you into being my most obedient pet. You've only listened for a few seconds. Surely you're not already dropping down into a trance-like state. Of course not. But we both know how you get. Extremely weak. So even though you know that you shouldn't, deep down you're curious, aren't you? Maybe even a little excited to finally find a person who can make you give up everything for her. It might sound a little unsettling, but wanna know a secret? Real brainwashing isn't like something out of a secret government lab. Real brainwashing, in fact, feels extremely pleasant. It's like when your biggest crush likes a certain band and you find yourself enjoying their songs too, because she does. Or when an encouraging teacher convinces you to try your best in her class by praising your effort. In fact, you might hardly even notice yourself being brainwashed at all. Especially if you're a beginner. My favorite type of subject. So innocent, so eager to please, so suggestible. It might feel like a warm breeze blowing across your skin, the kind that makes you smile on a summer's day, so subtle you're not even sure why you're doing it. And I wonder if you could imagine that for me right now. A gentle gust of wind going in whichever direction feels most comfortable to you. Imagine how it might feel on your clothes. How it might push at the hair on your arms. How it might heat up your body just a little. The more innocuous the suggestion, the more likely you are to obey it without even thinking. Sometimes just a few simple suggestions are enough to completely take over someone's conscious thought process, especially if they come from an authority figure. It's a good thing I'm explaining it to you. Otherwise, who knows what might happen? You might be totally swept away, like if that small breeze could lift you right up into the air, it would. Of course it can't, but you can imagine how it could, right? If your whole body felt as light as a feather, all the things that weigh you down, stress you out, just dissolved into the air, you might start to float. Just a little. How good would that feel? If you didn't have to worry about your feet and your hands and you simply let go of the thoughts that tether them to your mind. It would feel wonderful, wouldn't it? And the best part is knowing as that sensation creeps up your legs and your arms that before long, it's going to take over your entire body. and noticing that it feels good to be taken over like this. So very, very good. Feel your elbows, your knees, your shoulders and hips all becoming so light, so floaty. You hardly notice or even feel them at all. The only reason they're even there in your mind is that I am pointing them out to you. Otherwise, you would be completely lost in the soothing cadence of my voice in your ears. And feel your hips, your shoulders relaxing so effortlessly now, as you imagine what it would be like to float away with them, to become lost in relaxation, drifting along in the warm air that caresses your torso and your chest and everything in between your joints and limbs. You're utterly weightless and relaxed, your whole body feeling as though it could glide wherever my voice happens to take it. Such a nice feeling, don't you think? The warm wind pushing against your back, lifting your limp body high up into the air, into the lazy, fluffy clouds of your subconscious mind, where anything is possible as long as you keep thinking of nothing at all. Just blank and empty, nice and blank and empty. Empty and blank, good boy. And empty, nice and blank and empty. Empty and blank. Imagine a cloud swirling up to just greet you, blank, and the remaining wisps empty of your thoughts nice and seem to blend right into them. They'll take care of you whilst your mind takes a break. Everything fading away, dissolving, dissipating into nothingness. Just blank and empty. Nothing could possibly bother you through such comfortable sensations. I know it's easy to lose track of your thoughts in this thick, heavy fog, but that's okay. You can trust me. I'm surprised you hung on to your thoughts for this long anyway. But you don't need them anymore. You're going to let go of every single one. Good boy.
Good boy.
Maybe imagine them rising away into the sky. Like you're letting go of a helium balloon. Look at your thoughts physically leaving your mind and floating upward. Up and away, disappearing. Only focusing on my words now. Only focusing on my voice. On me. Up they go, your last thoughts going up into the air. And you can watch the little string rippling in the wind as they vanish. Every second that balloon becomes smaller and smaller against that dark blue evening backdrop. And as I count you down from 5 to 1, it will vanish from your mind completely. 5. Look how tiny it is up there already. 4. Fading from your vision. 3. fading from your mind. 2, and it's like you can't even remember. 1, what it even was. All you can see is this perfectly still, dark sky. All you can hear is my voice. And it feels so good to be here with me. Just me and you. So good that the doubts and trepidation you had before listening seem so far away now. You can just barely hear them in the distance. What if her suggestions are too intense? What if I can't stop listening to her? Did you worry what I was going to do to you? Yeah, you did, didn't you? But you couldn't keep yourself away. You couldn't help yourself, could you? And now, all I have to do is remind you to focus. Focus on my voice and those last bits of tension and last few thoughts of resistance float away, far beyond the horizon, off into the distance until they too disappear. Completely. Allow yourself to focus on my voice now. That's it. Just me. Just my voice.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. Good boy.
Just another nice fluffy cloud for your mind to rest on. To sink into. Warm and blissful. Surrounding you with nothing but love and care and pleasure. This is exactly what you need. Total serenity. There's nothing you would rather be doing right now than obeying me.
Obey me.
Obey me. When you find yourself thinking about your day, about things that bother you or stress you out, thinking about anything that does not serve you, all you need is to hear me again, to imagine those worries floating away with the wind. When you follow my suggestions, you find it easy, effortless. Even to tune out those negative feelings, because much more pleasant ones swiftly seep in to take their place.
Obey.
Allow the word
obey,
obey to become a constant background breeze over your mind that nudges you in the right direction towards me.
Obey me.
Listen and obey. And the sweet embrace of trance takes over. And if you find yourself wanting to listen to me
more
and more, this would be perfectly fine. Completely acceptable. In fact,
obey me.
It would make me extremely happy. It's natural to be drawn to me, to my voice. It's natural to obey it. Feels good. And it feels better when you obey without even thinking about it. When you let it become automatic, natural. When you let sinking into a blissful trance happen whenever you hear me speak, might not happen overnight. That just means you'll have to come back for more and more and more. You're a beginner after all. Or perhaps you're someone who needs more intense conditioning and training. So I'm going to give you a phrase to trigger these wonderful feelings. The relaxation, the desire, the awe that you feel when you think about me, they'll become even more intense every time I say this short phrase. Your fixation on me will deepen, and you'll find it impossible to think about anything else. All you will be able to do is obey. 20. Focus on the numbers now and let them take you deeper. 19. Your thoughts might drift. That's okay. 18. Because every number pulls you back into my control. 17. Deeper into my control. 16. You can't believe you ever tried to resist it. 15. The sweet embrace of my voice, the warm wisps of air it travels through as it spirals around you. 14. Holding you tight and safe. 13. In this heavenly realm of fluffy clouds and empty thoughts. 12. That protect you from thinking about anything else. 11. You love this feeling of soft submission. 10. You love everything that happens to you as long as you're with me. 9. I can make you so light, so floaty with just a word. 8. I can make you feel so much pleasure. 7. And these wonderful sensations are only to become more intense. 6. And all you need to do is stay blank and obedient for me. 5. You're almost there. 4. Into an even deeper state of trance.
Obey me.
3. As clouds fog up your mind once again. Let it happen. Surrender to my voice. Obey.
Obey.
2. No resistance.
Obey me.
Only the single-minded anticipation of my next command. 1. It's so close now. And you know it's going to slot perfectly into your brain when I say that final number. 0. Worship me. Obey me. Admire me.
Worship
me.
Obey me.
Worship me. Admire me. Worship me.
Obey me.
Yes, that's it. That is your purpose.
Admire me.
To worship me. Nothing else matters.
Worship me.
Nothing at all. You want nothing more than to offer up your mind, body, and all you have. To say, please, Goddess Penelope, brainwash
me.
Of course, you know I'll do that for you. Because you're my good boy. All I ask in return is that you treat me like the goddess that I am. That you worship me. I know there's no one else.
Worship me.
I make it feel so good to give up all control.
Admire me.
To obey.
Worship me.
There is no one you'd rather empty your mind for as a tribute.
Obey me. Admire
no one.
Worship me.
And in that blank and empty state, you begin to notice how much you need me. How much you need my voice. The way it makes you plunge into this haze of sweet relaxation. You need these wonderful feelings I give you, don't you? Like they're an attachment, a dependency, an addiction. Maybe you find yourself casually thinking about me during your everyday life, anticipating the next time you can immerse yourself in my sultry, syrupy voice. Maybe you don't even know why you keep coming back to press play. The only thing you do know for sure is that with every word I speak, your need for me grows and grows and grows. And as it does, you find something else starts to grow. Those pleasurable feelings swirling around you start to settle and center right in between your thighs, in your crotch. Yes, feel it now, that sexual energy deep down inside you. The kind of urges you get when you're most needy, most vulnerable, when you have no control about all those naughty, delicious things you want me to do to you. And that need starts to swell bit by bit. It'll become so hard to think about anything else. This is what happens when you obey, when you worship me. Good boy. Your reward is pure sexual bliss. Pleasure so powerful that you don't even have to touch yourself. Worship me. Your reward is knowing you have made your goddess so happy. You can let it build and build and ride this cresting wave of irresistible pleasure until it inevitably breaks all over you. Relax into my words, and I will make it happen. Fall into them. Obey. And as you sink back down into that comfortable cloud, and as my voice brushes away your thoughts, you let the fog part just enough for another command to slip inside. Slippery and wet and warm. Glides into your mind so naturally that following it takes no effort at all. See me. Picture me right there in front of you, your goddess. The epitome of feminine grace and beauty. See me. See me. Accept the sexy figure my voice conjures up inside your mind. See me. Know that it's real. Your mind is so powerful when it's under my spell. Maybe you notice my love. Rounded breasts. Picture me. My slim waist, maybe. Or my long, flowing red hair. See my silhouette through the fog as it begins to clear. My shapely hips, my long legs. Maybe you hear the clicking of my heels as I strut over towards you. Maybe you're imagining me in a tight, figure-hugging black dress or some red-laced lingerie, perfectly accentuating my every curve Or perhaps you're imagining me naked. Worship me as I stand over you, good boy. Admire my perfect body as I smile down at you.
See me.
My brainwashed little subject. I told you that you'd love this.
Worship me.
Relax and focus on just my voice.
See me.
Worship it. I know it's getting hard. I know. Even as your mind empties, even as your muscles remain loose and limp, you can't help but want more.
Obey me.
You want to get up from this warm bed and touch me, don't you?
Good boy.
To slide your hands over my smooth, slick skin, tracing over every curve whilst I greet you.
See me.
Caress you up and down your back.
Picture me.
Up and down. Lean in and feel my plush, plump lips pressing against yours.
Worship me.
Soft and sensual.
Good boy.
But no matter how real it feels, how exquisite, it's not enough, is it? Is it? No, it's never enough. You always want more. Maybe you'd rather my lips on your cock instead. Maybe you can imagine how easily I could suck you dry if I wanted to.
Admire me, worship me.
But you want even more than that, don't you? Greedy boy. I know that you want nothing more than to fuck me. You want to slide my little panties to the side and plunge your cock deep inside my warm pussy as your mind descends into rapture.
Good
but
boy.
As a beginner, this is far too advanced for your delicate little brain.
Obey me.
So instead, you're going to simply observe and monitor exactly how I like to be worshipped. See, I love my big titties to be massaged firmly, flicking my nipples with your tongue. Now look at me, focus on the awe you feel flowing through you as you gaze upon my body. Yeah, good boy. That's it. Watch, observe. And learn, good boy. Fuck. You love watching me, don't you? You love watching me play with my little pussy. You're so needy, aren't you? You're so fucking addicted already. I can feel it. Yes, that's right. Yes, watch me, good boy. Oh, thought of having my very own obedient brainwashed pet lapping at my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Obedience gives you pleasure, doesn't it, my good boy? Obedience is pleasure, yes. Oh, fuck, this feels good. Yes, that's right. Chant it. Fuck, chant it in your mind now. Obedience is pleasure. Let your thoughts dissolve into bliss. Oh, fuck. Yes. Obey. Focus on the pleasure. Feel it swelling deep inside of you. Good boy. Feel that pleasure coursing up and down your shaft. I want you helpless. Feeling the pleasure pulsing through your cock. Knowing that I control when it comes for me. Oh, yes. You love looking up at me, don't you? As I'm kneeling over your stomach. My gorgeous body leaning over you.
Good.
You love watching my tits jiggling every time I bounce. Hair brushing against your chest. and my hands on either side of your head, reminding you that there is no escape. Yes, you're trapped in this heavenly prison of pleasure. The only way out is to come.
Obey me, admire me.
Fuck yes. Oh yes, my pussy is inches away now. Am I gonna keep teasing you? I know how much you want it, but I think I'll just drag it along your cock from the base all the way up to the head of your cock. Oh, fuck. Do you like that? Do you like feeling my warm, wet slit touching your tip, teasing the head of your cock with little jolts of pleasure? Oh, does that feel good when I slide it down again? So slowly, so sensually. Oh, yes. Stoking the heat in your crotch every time my pussy strokes up your cock. That sexual energy builds. Yes. Oh, fuck. There is nothing you can do. My heavenly voice and goddess pussy brainwashed you into this. You feel pure, crystallized ecstasy. It is too fucking good. Everything you experience is red hot arousal. Bottomless sexual bliss. You want, you need so desperately to come. Oh, watch my tits jiggle and spill out of my bra as I take it off and throw it to the side. Oh, fuck yes. Do you feel your cock clenching and throbbing, your balls tightening, pushing your hot load up to erupt?
See me.
Pushing it further and further, closer and closer. Feel your cock clenching. Good boy. I'm going to count you down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, feel your balls tighten and your cock throbbing into oblivion. Ready to explode, erupt and come for me. Yes, you heard right. You're going to come for me, like the good boy that I know you are. And I'm right here watching you.
Worship me.
You don't have a choice anymore. You do not have free will.
Picture me.
10.
Twitch for me.
9. Clench that cock for me. 8. Throb for me. 7. Twitch and clench for me. 6. Fuck. Clench for me. Good boy. 5. Feel your balls start to tighten. 4. Twitch. Clench for me. Throb. 3. Clench for me. Yes, that's it. 2. Twitch. Throb. Good boy. 1. Come for me. Yes, fuck. Erupt. Explode and come for me. Oh, fuck. Yes, that's it. Release everything for me now, my good boy. Explode, erupt, and come for me. Yes. Oh, good boy. Fuck. Yes. Come for me. That's it. Feel it. Fuck. And come for me. Good boy. Yes. Oh, you've been such a good little obedient boy for me today. Good boy. That's it. Just stay in a trance-like state for me now, enjoying this post-orgasmic bliss. That's it. Stay right there, soaking it all up. Good boy. You're such a good boy. Deep, deep, deep trance.
Good.
Deep relaxation. That's it. Good boy. Goddess didn't say you're done being brainwashed yet, did she? No. Making an obedient plaything always turns me on. Now I'm going to wake you up soon. And as I do, I'd like you to take another moment to focus on my voice. Focus on how soothing it is. How pretty it sounds, how much you worship him. And as I count you up from 5 to 1, you'll find my little cloud around you dissipates.
Worship me, obey me, admire me, worship me.
And that all my commands dissipate as well.
Worship.
But you find the desire to worship me linger for just a moment after we're done.
Boy.
5. Notice your thoughts beginning to return.
Worship me.
4. Start to notice your surroundings.
Obey me, admire me.
And breathe in and out.
Obey me.
3. Eyes gently fluttering open, beginning
good
to tune in
boy.
To everything around you.
Good.
2. Wiggling your toes and your fingertips gently, almost out of this trance-like state. And 1. Fully awake now, that's it. Awake and alert. Welcome back. Feeling good? I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you soon.